You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. 1, 2, 3,
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Nick, Barry, till 4.
Hating on my dancing.
Again, if we had cameras in here, it would make it all so much more entertaining.
We're probably
going
to have to get this song out of the rotation.
We play it
all the time. We play the same rotation. Look, plus, it's like the Astros. If they're all Cy Young Award winners, let's go to them. But sometime.
I have video of all of us dancing, and I'll have you know.
You have no video of me,
oh,
sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, not you.
No, you just had me
Nick
do it, Barry Gibb.
And me. Yes. Nick and me and AJ on the dance floor with Kirsten. And I'll have you know, after the Big Texas party, Kirsten said, "Oh my God, Barry, you can actually dance." Boom. Suck it, guys.
She was drunk and the alcohol
was
free.
No, facts are facts, regardless of the alcohol content in her blood.
She didn't make no mention of my dancing when she complimented
not
you?
Not a word.
Not one?
Not a single drop.
Definitely talking to Kirsten about that.
I think you should.
Yeah.
As well you should. And also, because again, we want to do what's right. There was some more news out of MMA and UFC that I think you guys should cover before we move on.
Yeah, so this is according to MMAfighting.com. They are close to a deal, a signing by George St. Pierre with the UFC. There's no date that has been finalized, but they're close. And MMA Fighting is obviously a reliable source, so I wouldn't...
Yeah. It's a good website.
Yeah, and then Brock Lesnar, for those who don't know, who notified the UFC for his official retirement. Barry and I were talking about it in the commercial break. It's probably a little bit to have to do with the process, the tough process of getting back into testing when you come out of retirement. But in any case, he tested positive. I forgot which banned substance. It started with
clomiphene.
Yeah, didn't he fail miserably a drug test?
Yeah.
Not only did he failed it before the fight, and the fight still went on, which obviously got Mark Hunt livid. But
which makes you think that they thought he was going to lose anyways.
Huh? Who'd you say?
Mark Hunt. Did I say a prank call?
No, I thought it was a crank call. But then you would use a different first name.
Yeah, it would have been Mike.
Mike, yeah. Mark's brother Mike would have been involved in the process.
Yeah. I did forget about them popping him before the fight and letting go, which lets you know they probably thought Mark Hunt was going to knock him out. But, I mean, you know, he had lost two fights before that one. And I get we have to say that because we do have a lot of fight fans that listen to this station and this show. But on the scale of care for me, both of those register at not.
Really?
Like, I don't care about GSP. I think he was one of the most boring fighters in the history of the UFC.
Yeah.
And Lesnar, I've always thought, was a sideshow gimmicky thing that has taken the UFC closer to WWE than it is sport sometimes. He's a legit wrestler. Don't get me wrong. Legit, you know, wrestling from a standpoint of sport wrestling, not professional fake wrestling.
Right.
He's a legit wrestler. But I always felt like there was some gimmick to, and the UFC tends to be leaning towards those gimmicks.
I'm with you on Brock.
Didn't like it.
I'm with you on Brock.
Didn't like it. But
that was a pretty fierce individual.
He had some good wins. I mean, he beat Frank Mir, he beat Couture, he beat Carwin. So I'm not knocking his skill set as a wrestler and as a fighter. I just didn't like it. It was a weird thing.
Also breaking, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but I mentioned to you guys in the break that it's all over the place now. Charles Oakley situation won't go away. We talked about it again yesterday. Now Draymond Green has chimed in on his Dre podcast, which I know we all don't miss.
Dre?
Yes. He said, first off, this is Charles Oakley. Why is he buying a ticket to a game? If I'm not mistaken, Dolan owned the team when he was playing. It wasn't a problem when he was speaking out then. It wasn't a problem when he was protecting their superstars then. So if it wasn't a problem then, when he was doing it for y'all, Why is it all of a sudden now when he's speaking out on something he don't like? And now you want to disown him from your entire organization. That's a slave mentality. You're doing it for me. It's all good. But now you're doing it against me, or not necessarily against me, but you're speaking out against my organization. It's not good anymore. That's a slave mentality, a slave master mentality. That's ridiculous. Whether that was premeditated and thought out or not, that's going to get a lot of run simply because of the analogy.
Yeah.
The comparison is going to blow up across all media markets.
All this stemmed from the last part of that PR statement. If he just left that last part out, I don't think we'd be talking about this right now at all.
I still think we would, and because they had video of it.
Yeah, the pushing and the shoving, we'd be talking about it no matter what. Yeah,
look, ownership gets involved a lot with PR and in release statements. It was pretty obvious that Dolan had something to do with the last part of that release, as we had talked about. But regardless of whether that's there or not, they're still going to be this was going to be a story, and it's not, even after the apologies, it's not going away. Now, you know, Oakley says he needs an apology directly from Dolan about the fans, about everything about this. It's just not going to end.
It will eventually.
It'll go away.
But yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, it'll go away. It may never end, but it'll go away. And couldn't be too soon for me. It's already it's shelf life. And I mean, stuff like what Draymond Green says is just going to fan the flames. And I don't, it's sad that it's devolved into this all over because two guys just can't get along.
Yeah, and just because Oakley's friends with Michael Jordan, why is the owner of the Charlotte Hornets getting involved in something that has absolutely nothing to do with him?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point, too.
And he was on the phone. Like, if you're afraid Oakley's going off on you, because we all know Oakley's not afraid to throw down with you.
Yeah.
But what's Michael going to do from the phone? Now, Charles, stay in your chair. No, that. I mean, why is he involved? Why is the NBA involved?
I don't know.
It's your mess. Clean it up,
New York. I know there's NBA wives. This is like some other drama. Some reality TV drama stuff. I don't know. It's pretty sad.
I want you to name it though, because then I want to tell Oakley what you called it and just make sure that you guys are in the same room.
Okay, I would do that. I don't think you. I mean, like, I would do it.
I just think
I mean, when he punched me, you guys have to call the ambulance for me
because
I won't.
I'm not
be able
calling
to
an ambulance. I'm calling a lawyer
tape.
For you I'm because you're going to be rich based
I'm
on it.
Tape. What are you talking about?
Nick's like, Nick's I'm not rolling tape, nobody. And I'm calling a lawyer so that you get paid.
Nick's like, I'm trying to get my YouTube channel
exactly.
on the map. I'm rolling
to get these
tape
clicks and listens.
I'm selling this to TMZ. Yeah, I would say it, but I just, you know, it would be the consequences that I would have to deal
so
with.
So when the producer Nick turns into TPN instead of TMZ, and his website blows up, you'll know why.
Yeah, it'll be off.
I'm just calling a lawyer for you, and it's going to be a good one, so you can get loaded. I better get a cut of it, too.
You certainly will.
See, that's the way we do it.
That's funny.
So we've been talking a lot, too, about our boy at Get Me, Mike, who is your brother now, Barry. But just like Get Me and Uber, and everybody thinks it's just in the United States, but we found a story that you guys might be interested that we're going to fill you in on, where Uber had something to do with a big snafu, shall we say?
Yeah.
In a relationship?
Ruining lives.
Yeah. How about that?
Ruining marriages.
Making drives, ruining lives. It's the new marketing
slogan
across the world. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Nick, till 4. Continue to roll along. There's a back and forth going on now because you guys are our biggest critics. That I quoted the story that was out there.
You get so mad.
Well,
I love
because
it.
It's, you know, again, because there's one in particular,
but
there's
do.
Several. But on thescore.com, they list Draymond Green's podcast as Dre.
And it's not. It's Dre.
But you saw that it's in writing that I read the story and it said Dre.
You
now,
did.
Other people have
correct.
Said it's actually it's
we
Dre
got a text.
Day.
We got a text from someone that said it's Dre Day, not Dre.
Mm-hmm.
And then
at least it wasn't Tricky Dick in the Fab 14 this time. Just saying.
All right.
As being our biggest, or my biggest critic, our biggest critic. He basically chimes in on like a doorbell on everything. So there you have it.
I like when you get upset about it.
I know you do. You both do.
Because you get like, I like when you start going off on your rants about the cowards on the keyboards.
Yeah.
And then the critics. Because I'm just sitting back thinking, you know, they say it to me too, but I don't know. You can't care. I think they do
Maybe
it to
I
you.
Care too much. Honest, I love this show so much that I care.
Honest to God, I think they do it to you because they know you'll react.
That's fine.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
you,
that's why like, I think I'd be top three in a freaking battle.
in a
roast
battle?
I get fired up, as you guys know, not only can I do rap and flow, but I can also get pretty sharp.
Did I tell you the story where he was going to fight me on Super Bowl on Radio Row?
Who was?
Joel. I was going to fight you on Radio Row.
Joel was going to fight me, yeah.
I totally missed this.
We I kind of missed it too, camera? I think.
I think we were doing an interview or something, and I was trying to, you know how sometimes you'll tap people like you're saying something, and then they say something? Because sometimes we talk over each other, right?
That's
and
more so, my bad than yours.
Yeah, it's all right. I was trying to
I'm
make it us.
I'm taking the blame for it.
Yeah,
I, you oh, do thank cut you, me Darren,
off.
And then
you
just,
do cut me off a lot.
There
but,
you go.
Well, if I start getting text about it, you know it's bad. But on Radio Row, we were doing, I think I was doing like a bit with, I almost said.
You did already.
It's too
you
late.
You did, yeah.
Did Fritz
really?
And
yeah,
the Tantrums. No,
yeah, Nick, you're late.
That's my bad. I meant to say Fritz and the Tantrums, which is easy to reverse.
Instead, you brought your buddy Booby into it.
Yeah, I did. But and I was like right in the middle of something. I was trying to tap him, and he was like sitting up, and it was like I was pushing him down. He goes, "Bro, did you just push me?" He was like, "Did you just push me down?" I was like, "No, I didn't push you down. No, I was trying to get your attention." He was like, "I thought you pushed me." I was like, "What the hell? Are we pushing each other
now?" It was
now?
About to go down.
He
on
wanted
radio.
To fight.
I don't
he
even remember that, but so, it's quite possible.
I say all that to say that, yeah, Joel's feisty, bro. He'll fight you in the drop of a hat.
I think not now because my wife has already instilled in me that we now have a child. So everything from road rage to the fact that when playing basketball and otherwise, especially in City League games, I was the first one to basically be
really
throwing blows. Yeah.
Dude.
And now I need to watch it a little because I'm not like single and 20 something anymore.
You got
to
be that role model.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I
hate
it. I might have
days.
Instigated.
But at least we know if we ever go out and play basketball, we could get Joel to fight people. Right
first of all, there's a guy in there that I know is right there with me because I witnessed it firsthand.
You set him up perfect for it.
I saw Nick go at two guys I've played basketball for with a long time. Well, at least one of them. I played basketball for quite a while with, and it was like his first day with these guys, and he was ready to absolutely go right at a guy.
I was going
to
annihilate one of those times.
Yep. I'm a lover, not a fighter, guys.
Yeah.
This is the thing. You guys, I'm just
you
it's like whatever,
talk.
Man.
I live vicariously through you guys between Nick's rage out in the real world and you behind the wheel. I get more than enough.
Oh,
I don't deny the road rage at all.
Oh no,
yours is also outside of road rage when you get punched at a food truck.
Yours is just rage.
Yeah,
you just have rage. You have life rage. Yeah. I have road rage.
Just general rage.
Yeah. So there was an article. You actually, Joel, you teased it before the break about the Uber thing, and
yep.
I came across this on Bro Bible. And some dude, I think it was in France, but some dude is suing Uber for $47 million. And he claims that it allowed his wife to track him while he was banging a side chick is the title of the article. And I'm not going to read you the article because it's just too much. But essentially what happened is this guy used his wife's phone to call an Uber. And he had logged in as himself, and he thought he logged out, apparently he did. But anytime he used Uber after that, his wife would
still
get
got
alerts.
The notifications.
Like the receipt.
Yeah.
It got glitchy.
Yeah. And so every time he was going to his side chick's house for some side piece, his wife was getting the alerts.
That's your fault, man.
That's kind of on
dude.
You, right?
Dude.
That's like all the get me's we took, and we always got an email receipt of our get me transactions.
Yep.
So he was just getting these notifications like back to back or what?
Yes. He would like every time he would go somewhere, he would get the notification. Dude.
Your husband is banging a side chick.
That's awesome. That is simply awesome right there.
Is that I don't use Uber. Is that the Uber alert?
That's the Uber notification.
Play it again, dude. That was great.
Your husband is banging a side chick.
That's fantastic.
That's really good production value, Nick.
That
I really
very
enjoy
well
that.
Done,
that is, yeah, that's exactly what was going down. So now this dude is suing for $47 million.
That's your fault, buddy.
So he can get laid and get paid in this
no
scenario.
No kidding.
It'd be interesting to see if he gets away with it because it is Francois. I believe this happened in France, right? So it's like Francois. So you don't know how it goes down.
Oh, I thought you were saying his name was Francois. You're saying it's Francois.
Francois. Yeah.
Got it.
Yep, yep.
And then the article made a good point, which was like he was going to get caught no matter what. Because like even just the rookie mistake with using his wife's phone and then the receipts getting sent to her phone later, even if it was a glitch, she still was going to see the credit card transactions.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was still going to pop up in the credit card transaction. So they're like, this dude was going to get caught no matter what.
How about having something called a trap phone or a backup phone?
Dang.
Clown.
Look at you.
How about Nick,
I'm not
encouraging
it.
He is taking
That's why you're single. No one can trust you.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If you're gonna be that guy,
dude, you're taking a page right out of professional athletes 101.
I used to have a buddy named Clark. I had a buddy named Clark that kept a phone under his seat.
Sure, he didn't change in the phone booth.
No, he kept a phone under his seat, which was his trap phone. I mean, it was his side piece phone, and he had his regular phone. And then one day, he screwed up and put the wrong phone under the seat. Took the wrong phone in the house. That was bad news. And that's why you get sloppy, man.
So, Nick, you going two or three? Because, like,
I'm going pager. You can't confuse two phones. If you do go phones, you got to go iPhone and Samsung or
something. I really
wouldn't
do that. I'm just saying. If you're going to be that guy.
I know people that have
SkyTel two-way.
The main phone.
Yeah.
Have the side piece phone. And then have a third phone when you need complete anonymity and to bail out.
That's the hooker phone.
Right? There's
for hookers.
Yeah, I've known people to have up to three.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I don't think the bills are a problem either.
Yeah, no. It's never never a problem.
Yeah.
Not for those guys.
So if you had three, you still load the key numbers into all three.
No.
You gotta have have the wife and or the kids in that phone in case they call any one of the just so you are so it pops up. It's like when you get called by a telemarketer and you label that number here going forward as do not answer telemarketer.
Ignore.
Yeah.
No, you don't load the wife.
Oh, that's true too. I see what you're saying. All
right. Hell no, because then if you pocket dial.
So you just
and
better
with
know
the ratchet you better side
you better because so many people these screwed. Days don't remember phone numbers anymore. They just enter it in their phone and they never know them.
Yeah.
No. So then, like, if by chance you do leave the other phone and the wife decides to try and call it and find the phone and then you don't know and remember your wife's number and the number pops up without saying wife,
you can't
and you answer it.
I'm telling you,
that's an ice pick to the grapes right there.
You don't you keep them completely separate in the trap phone. It's nothing but the side chicks and their numbers. Your regular phone is family and friends, and then the third phone is just escort services. I don't know what that one was for, but that's you got to keep those separate, or just get like I said, just get a pager, a two way pager.
That's old school. That's a good look. Yeah. Get a fanny pack while you're at it, too, and complete the look. That would be fantastic. It's my fanny pack, my pager, and my two cell phones.
I know we got experts out there. I know there are guys listening to this show.
Little Juggalo Trey's in the other room.
He doesn't have any phones. I'm pretty sure.
I used to be a courier where I'd go and deliver, like, all kinds of devices.
Legally?
Blood. Yeah, a courier. Mm-hmm. A courier.
No, I'm saying what you were delivering was legal?
And one of the things I had to pick up was, like, a GPS tracker that you installed on your car to see, you know, where your spouse is going. And this time it was a dude trying to get a tracker installed for his wife.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I've heard of these.
He ordered maybe three of them.
I have a buddy of mine that believes that
because he had multiple cars, and so did she. That's how rich the dude was.
No, and I have a buddy of mine that believes that you can use the GPS tracker on your phone to be tracked at any time, and that his wife was tracking him all over the city so that she knew when he was away, so that they could play with her side piece.
Oh man, see, I just wouldn't be in these relationships. When it comes to that, I'd be like, "Yo, I'm out. If I can't trust you or you don't trust me, I gotta go."
I don't think the audience trusts me anymore after that conversation.
I don't think so. You definitely exposed.
Completely went away from when I said, "Well, what you were delivering was legal, right?" And you were like, "So anyway, what we were talking about was," I'm like, shade.
It's all good. I can be trusted.
All
everybody.
Good till you're caught.
Someone said get a calling app on your phone.
What does that do?
I don't know. He said,
"Dang, this is for 409. You got to have a whole phone, a secret credit card, and your own PayPal. That's day one stuff."
And nothing says loyalty and forever love in marriage.
Or 936 says, or you could just be a decent human being and not cheat, which I'm on that team. I'm on
you
team
sure?
don't
you were
cheat.
You were pretty up to speed with all these different
because
phones.
Because I've got friends that do it. I'm on team don't cheat. Because like
so,
I said, I'm
so you're
I'm
the guy on social media that says, just asking for a friend, but...
No, I mean, usually people that do that are asking for themselves.
Right.
But no, I'm just kind of like, if I feel like you've got to cheat on me or I've got to cheat on you, then I don't want to waste time with this relationship anymore. That's like that dude that's rich. Dude, I'm just moving on. And I got money. I'm not going to be worried about my wife.
You don't got kids or anything, bro.
It doesn't matter. He's rich. It doesn't matter.
It's hard, man.
Yeah, what's half of $50 million? $25 million? You're still going to be all right.
Not even the money part, though.
You're still
going
to be all right.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, you should move on.
Cheat on me when you're not strong. Hey, we got a half hour left to go in the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. So if you'd like to join us, please do 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter, as most of you have been doing throughout the show, and or text or call us to that number that I gave you, and we will be happy to get you in on the festivities. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I got two.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Boy, Nick's living up to the new title. The producer, Nick, has been on his game today, and he and El Jefe have combined to get us a little two phones by Kevin Gates. Well played, sir.
That's good stuff.
You're getting a lot of response.
And we're getting some response on text.
Yeah, we've got quite a few texts rolling in. So we got one that said, I had my chick bust me once. She bought a prepaid phone, texted my side chick from that phone as me, saying that I had gotten a new number. She had all the text exchanges from there, and that was ball game.
Ouch.
Ooh.
That's going to leave a mark.
These hoes ain't loyal. Goodness, that is sneaky. But
that
you know what?
The,
you shouldn't have been messing
too.
Around.
Yeah.
Well, there was these two police officers in San Antonio, and they were like, you know, the male was obviously married, and they were like messing with each other on duty. The wife knew about it, saw the text messages, and then emailed the text messages to his employer at the police department to get him fired, and got him fired.
Wow.
Wives are savvy, man. You cannot get away with cheating. It's not going to happen. Or spouse.
What's the saying about a woman scorn? Yeah, you don't mess with fury. You want no part of that.
No,
gentlemen.
And remember last segment I read the text from 409 that says you got to have a whole phone, a secret credit card, and your own PayPal. That's day one stuff. And then 936 followed that with, or you could just be a decent human and not cheat. 409 followed that with, 936 needs the STFU. I bet that dude's ugly.
Wow.
I think we have our two next contestants for our next roast battle.
Yep. Or bracketology says that's a matchup in the first round that could be a sleeper and an upset.
We got our daily Have the Rockets Traded Brewer Yet text. We get that every day from 281. Hey, this is Ryan. Barry, can you hook me up with tickets to your next show? I don't have one coming up, but when I do, I'll announce it. And I always do a giveaway if I have a local show. So. Hang in there, because I know Nestor Carmona has been trying to win tickets forever, and I feel bad.
So when Dipsticks and Doorbells 2 happens.
But, duh. Let's see. Oh, someone says you got to have a fall guy. That's the key. And this is the one that scared me. It says they make an app that mirrors your phone but can be unlocked using a configuration that shows hidden apps, contacts, and photos on your phone. What?
Dude, you need a Geek Squad just for that.
Dude, this is blowing my mind that people would go this far. If you're that
you're
unhappy,
too much effort into it.
Yeah, if you're that unhappy with the person that you're sleeping with or not sleeping
with,
do
the poltergeist.
Just bolt. Why would you go through all this? I would be miserable.
Out.
I would just be like, you know what? If I have to go through this much to cheat, I'm just leaving. No, I think that's why me and my wife never have a problem with jealousy, because we're both too old to mess with this. If she didn't want to be with me anymore, she'd be like, I got to go. I'm too old to be messing around. I don't have time for that. Like, I can't. Mm-mm. Y'all are crazy.
You either do the Poltergeist, which is the Get Out, or you do the Freddy Krueger, which is, I'm your boyfriend now, bitch. And everything changes. So it could be either way.
Sir Chomps-a-Lot said, I have a life-size doll from my next-door neighbor. I have her secret storage and bang the doll about twice a week. Am I cheating?
Wow.
What?
Well, no, but you're good in the HOV lane, I guess. if you put it in the passenger side, that's way weirdo. That's TMI and then some. All right, Marcus, is it Marcus wants to chime in on the phone situation? What's up, Marcus? Marcus.
The same Marcus. This is Michael.
Oh, what's up, Michael?
Oh, see, you hit the wrong button, Nick. Now we've got. Now we have topic. Barry's brother Michael from Get Me.
I don't know where
on
you
the
got
phone.
That from.
Oh, you guys are you're twins.
Yeah, I want to know where did this come from.
Yeah, why are we
you
brothers?
You want to know? But here's the thing: before you were from Milwaukee and Chicago. When I see you guys in person, I'm telling you, with your glasses and your crew cuts, you guys look kind of alike. That's what I'm going to say.
We look nothing alike, Joel. Nothing alike.
We don't. We don't look anything alike.
Like this is. It's. I don't know where you got this from.
Joel, are you sure you didn't,
get
have,
me
you
on
didn't
that?
Have a lot of drinks at the party?
I'm pretty sure you guys made up for what I didn't drink. Now, Michael, you called with a reason. Can we get to it?
I was just trying to find out when did I become Barry's brother.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not why you called, Michael. Do you want to call about this whole the competitor that you fight with for business?
I don't fight anybody for business.
Uh-oh.
I'm an equal opportunity person.
Okay, so then the reason you called other than that was...
just to find out how I became Barry's brother.
So I could say, but I have a lot of respect for the fact that Barry's mom was a... What do they call those? The sexy seniors? The dance squad?
I don't remember.
Okay, so yeah. So therefore, I don't want to touch that any further. I'll let that lie where it lays.
There you go. That's what you called for, Mike?
Why? I can't just call and ask that?
Well, no, I figured maybe you were calling for the Uber story.
Yeah, because that was somewhat relevant.
Is that something you guys would do? Is out there blowing up side pieces?
I have stories, but it's not appropriate for radio.
Oh, yes, it is. No, I got the first story for you. When you're on the radio, you turn your radio in your car down so we don't have to hear ourselves.
Well, I'm sorry. I got my speaker. Let me take you off speaker then.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be safe here, guys.
We appreciate it. We're gonna allow.
Is that better?
Yes, we're gonna allow you get to the public safety version of your program then, because if you don't have good dirt for us and a good story, then we got nothing.
This is going bad, Michael. We need something good.
You want something good, huh? Well, I have seen before where a husband orders two cars, one for the girl, one for the wife, to go separate ways. I've seen that before.
What? Who's got that kind of
money?
From
the same crib?
It's just a timey ride.
I don't know. From the same place. From the same place.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so now you're actually bringing some substance. That was better.
Are you sworn to secrecy after that? Are you like where you have to... This feels very...
Did you send the notifications that your Get Me driver not only showed up but executed the ride?
Yes.
That seems like you're destroying marriages. I don't know. That's a good one. We got to get more of those later. We have to get Michael to prep.
Well,
more.
When he calls you like that at 7 o'clock tonight, when you guys are just kicking it on the couch, you can have a more casual conversation like that.
I don't know why you do that.
Just saying. Okay, now can I get to Marcus and see what's up? Marcus, what's up?
Marcus dropped.
Oh, see, Mike, you screwed up the whole flow.
Marcus had a good phone. Marcus, call back.
Yeah, Marcus, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, I want to hear about the phone situation.
Definitely.
This is what I wanted. I want input from guys that are out there in the game.
You're pulling a juggalo tray. Because I just gave you mad props for the production, and then I said, let's go to Marcus, and I got, this is Mike instead. Okay, Dicka. All right, we'll be back with much more show, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4, till we turn it over to the Blitz. I was afraid of this. We're learning way too much about a lot of our listeners.
I got to tell you, I don't read all the text we get, but some of these are hilarious that I can't read.
Some of them would probably give ideas to cheaters on how to cheat.
Yeah. Some of them are equally distributed hate as well. I got to tell you, some of it is pretty hilarious. This one is sad. And this is a tweet, not a text. Joel just read this one as well. Oh, he sent it to you too, Nick. My boy Ike. He's got an issue.
Is he the one he just sent to?
Yeah.
Follow.
Ike's got an issue. Ike, you the real on
now you're calling Twitter. Him out. Said we just should have just left it at Ike.
No, go follow Ike. He's got issues. You want to follow dudes with issues.
Oh, dude.
Ike, you the real on Twitter.
Ike, I hope you got a backup Twitter handle, too.
From 17 to 23. How many years is that? That's 6 years.
Sure, math man.
From 17 to 23, I cheated on every woman I'd been with. When I turned 25, I realized that it was out of my system. What?
Plus, he says, there's like a 98% chance my wife will leave me if I get caught cheating.
Yeah, that should be every wife. Yeah. And it should be 100% chance. What is the 2%? What is that? Like, it should be no doubt 100% your wife
leaves. Like you
leaves.
When you and your wife have an understanding, as you mentioned earlier in the show.
What?
You said you and your wife had an understanding. It wasn't regarding this situation.
Yeah.
I knew at the time when I earmarked that one that it didn't sink in like it should have.
Somebody texted, hey, Barry, do you prefer Olive Garden or Outback?
Is that even a choice?
Well, yeah, it's like two different foods. And I'm guessing this is a setup for some hilarious joke, but I'm going to go Outback for sure.
With ease.
Steak, potatoes, blooming onions. Although the Outback cheese fries, highly underrated. Also, make you super fat. I think there's 4,000 calories in an order of the cheese fries because they have bacon and ranch and it's super delicious.
That's right down your alley.
That
is wheelhouse for Barry.
I'm getting a chub right now.
There you have it.
Talking about it. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask you guys, did you see this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was shocked, but my wife and I had a chuckle about that. The anti-Barry, that I was a big MyFitFoods guy. Did you see that just out of the blue, they just shut down and sent a letter to every location and basically employees were showing up for work and found out they were terminated because the entire thing was just folding up shop and saying thanks, but no thanks?
Yeah. And did you ever eat there? Were you?
Oh, all the time. And I'm going to tell you, and so my wife and I laughed about it because I was irate about a month and a half ago.
No.
I don't eat. I don't like.
Did you try to fight them?
No, because not yet, but I'll find the guy.
Too late now.
I wasn't big on the meals. My wife did the meal part of it. But you could buy in bulk. So I would buy the large size grilled chicken breast, the large size grilled turkey, ground turkey, and then their chicken salad was a healthy chicken. It was amazing. And all of a sudden one day I showed up and they go, yeah, we discontinued all three. Mm. I go, all three. Not just one or two, all three. And I came back home cussing. I'm going, I'm not buying anything from them again. They're discontinuing everything we eat. And when we found out this, I go, see? Discontinue the ones that I get. Doomsday, baby.
No, they were
done.
They were slowly fading out. That's what they were doing.
I get that, but in my mind, I like my answer better.
Because we used to go there quite a bit and get because like my wife and I don't have kids, so we don't cook a lot. So we just eat, you know, TV dinners or fast food, and that's how I got to be fat. So now we eat like, you know, we'll eat lean cuisines or whatever, healthy stuff. Mm-hmm. And MyFitFoods was one of those things
you go
and
good
get
stuff.
A little pricey, a little expensive.
Right. I agree with that.
But you're paying for the convenience and not having to cook and
the healthy part.
Yep.
So you're getting a healthy meal, even if it's a little bit more expensive, and it's all prepackaged for you, which was great. That sucks.
Yeah,
and for the employees, it really sucks.
Very sad. Yeah,
you know that there was a Brazilian steakhouse in Sugarland that went out of business. I think it was right next to like Cheesecake Factory, kind of close to
I heard about it. Yeah,
my brother
in the mall
worked
area.
There forever, and he went up to work one day. They're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're closing this location. They gave him food.
That
and meat.
Day?
That day. He walked up. It happens a lot. It's actually quite common.
Guess who's on the line?
Yep.
Your boy Marcus.
Nice.
Marcus, we appreciate you calling back.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Joe? Barry, hey, man, how y'all doing?
What's up, Marcus?
Good. What's going on?
Man, I wanted to make a comment earlier about that prepaid phone deal. Like, the guy got caught because he was being careless. I mean, okay, if you're going to cheat, you got to do it strategically. I mean, it's not just like you're going to just, you know, cheat and not think about what you're doing. You know, you got to go home. You got to be ready before you go home. So he should have known better than that. He should have put his phone somewhere where only he had access to it.
And
you know
that,
what
and
I
that
mean?
Doesn't mean you cheat, right, Marcus?
No, I'm not condoning cheating at all. Let me clarify.
You're just saying have a plan.
Now, Marcus, also to clarify, you're not admitting to anything that you might have personally partaken in, right?
Oh, no, no, sir, not at all.
Okay,
that's all
right, just checking.
Good. I can tell, Marcus, you're a man of God and
straight and narrow, baby.
Church on Wednesdays and Sundays, and you tithe 10%. And you
try to,
you definitely don't have any side chicks. I just know that. But if you did, hold on now, Marcus. If you were going to cheat, how would you do it?
How would I do
it? If you were, I mean, again,
not sexually, Marcus. How would you? How would you get away with it?
Right.
Let me be clear. We are not on satellite radio today, as we've been speaking about.
All right. Good point, Joel.
Thank you.
Good catch.
Okay.
Yeah. How would you get away with it?
Yeah. How would I get away with it? This is how I get away with it. I get me a girl that is not too, I would say, let me be nice here.
Smart?
Not too keen on the eyes, not too pleasant on the eyes.
A slump buster.
Okay. Now, is this going to be the main chick?
A mud duck.
Okay, I'll say it for you. Yeah. So you're going to get an ugly chick. Now, is she going to be the main, or is the ugly chick going to be the side chick?
Definitely the side. You can't have an ugly chick
okay.
as your main.
Okay.
You know, that's not a trophy piece, right?
All right.
Am I right? That's
okay.
not a trophy
yep.
piece.
All right.
So you're walking around with Bear Rilla, and somebody asks, like, okay, who is that? You can easily play it off. That's my cousin. That's my friend of, you know.
Yeah.
But if she's hot, it's harder to play it off if she's hot. You know what I mean? Like, that's hard.
That's
you can't
smart.
Play off a hot chick, yeah.
Okay.
But an ugly chick, you can play it off easily.
Now, with the phones, how would you handle the phones? How would you? Because you said you got to have a plan before you go home. Just in general.
That's right. Yeah,
just
gotta,
in general, how do you handle phones?
It, like me, okay, I'm a delivery driver, so I would keep it in my truck. I mean, I know my wife is not going to come to my job and look inside of the delivery truck.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I keep it there. And then, two, like, you know, this was back when, this is high school. I'm showing my age. Not that I'm that old, but like 95, 96, 7-Eleven had track phones. You remember those?
Yep.
Remember
yep.
when 7-Eleven was here in Houston? Actually?
Yep, yep.
And we could go and get a track phone. I get a big gulp and a track phone and... What I was doing, you know, hey, that's neither here nor there, but I had a prepaid track phone.
Uh-huh.
And
I
anything
got you.
That I needed to do was on that track phone.
I got you. By the way, I just want to make a comment. I just noticed Joel has two phones, and I don't know why. I just saw the second one, and that's weird. That's weird that would come up right
now.
And
that's false.
That's very weird.
Since I didn't even bring my phone to work today, since I forgot it at the house. That's beautiful. But Marcus, so what you're basically saying, the moral of the story is, when you are bringing that special delivery from a delivery guy.
There you go.
You've got to make sure that it's paperwork on the down low without a receipt, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. Gift receipt. That's correct.
A gift receipt. I like that.
Oh, my
well,
God.
I think we've established, Marcus, man, we appreciate the call because I hear the music for us going out, but that was awesome. But I think we've established that the key to all this is an ugly side chick.
Yeah, the mucky duck, as he responded.
That's
what he said. I said, is that the
so
slump
great.
Buster? And he said, it's the mucky duck.
Oh, God. This is great.
Marcus, not only has he cheated, I think, he has a whole... different identity.
Marcus
needs
to call in on a regular basis, too, because that was a solid call.
Marcus is the official show player. That's what he is. He is the official
show
player.
Wait, your boy Ike has got to get some consideration,
too.
Well,
Ike, stop, though. He's the old school player, because he did start tweeting about threesomes, which we'll read that in another time.
He steals identities.
Ike?
Sure. Yeah. No, Marcus.
Oh, Marcus? Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Be
careful. He's a delivery guy, Nick. And maybe he was working on the same delivery path that you were.
That is so funny.
Back in the day, you never know. Hey, we had a good show today, and all because of you guys. We had a lot of fun. We're going to do it again tomorrow, so please join us every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. We're out until tomorrow. We're turning it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, who's next, right here on 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal,
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.